Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap, Bachelorette Recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. Thank you for listening. I'll tell you right off the bat, I didn't mind this episode. There were some interesting things that occurred.
These girls can't catch a break, Rim.
I don't think that the bad break you're referring to was relevant. I don't think it would have mattered anyway. No spoilers.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe not. No, I don't know. Maybe. It might have. Nah, maybe not. Probably not. I'm thinking it might have.
Let's be honest.
I feel like she took away a rose because of that. I feel like we'd have four hometowns. So yeah. It kind of makes a difference.
And I don't consider the same lead also received a bad break, you could say. Because of a one-on-one
I'm not talking
date.
About that.
I know you're not, but now I'm shifting it to that, and I'm not considering that a bad break.
No, that's not a bad break. No. This was a good
anyway,
episode.
That's the recap.
Hell yeah, it was a good episode.
I didn't mind it.
That was a good episode, yeah. It's the best one yet, probably.
Yeah, probably. It probably was the best episode of the season. Okay. They're in Amsterdam. This is the episode... Every season where the leads start talking about how hometowns are around the corner, and then the audience goes, hometowns?
What?
Already? Happens every season.
This is more than ever, though. I swear they said 2 weeks last, maybe, what?
Well,
I thought we were getting 2 weeks and then hometowns.
I think there's going to be two hometowns episodes. Because next week is episode 7. There's 7 hometowns. Next week is episode 7, and then episode 8, and then episode 9 is Fantasy Suites, and then episode 10 is Tell All, episode 11, which is typically how long they are, is each of them have their final two. I think that makes sense.
Two would make sense. I don't want 7 hometowns scrunched into 2 hours or even 3 hours.
I kind of do. Okay. I want the dumbest thing possible, and that would be that.
If you do 3 hours, that'd be pretty good, probably. Actually,
yeah, that's yeah. Yeah,
that's right. Probably all right. Yeah. Maybe just do 3 hours.
You can't cut Claim to Fame. You can't cut that hour out. You just can't.
I'll say this, Rim.
To start the episode,
they did a couple. They did like the cruise ship. They showed the cruise ship. The guys were playing basketball on the cruise ship. They're doing some activities on the cruise ship. I'd like more cruise ship amenities footage.
Below Deck Bachelor.
Because they have this whole huge thing. What are they all doing? I need more of that type of footage. I enjoyed it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't need to sit them sitting around in a windowless room. I want them in cool spots on the ship.
I want them going down a water slide. Shit like that.
Yes.
I want cool stuff.
I agree.
And they showed us a little. There was a basketball court and they were doing that.
They showed us a little.
More hijinks and cruise ship amenities, please.
Just a general statement about the franchise.
Yes.
Cruise ship and hijinks. They're in Amsterdam. Gabby and Rachel talking about big decisions looming. As far as I'm concerned, there doesn't seem to be any big decisions. It seems obvious who is not going to hometowns. Very clear. Clear as day.
Yep.
Back on the boat, we got Rachel's guys. Said here, Ethan, obviously the one not getting a date before hometowns. Not only not going to hometowns, but not getting a date. There's one in every group.
Did you notice they've named the locations where they're sitting? So Rachel's is the dock house, and Gabby's was the social club.
Too little, too late.
Just interesting.
Descartes goes to Zach for Rachel's group, and Tino is gutted. That was another theme this week. Take it easy, Tino.
Take it easy, Tino. Also, like you said, Ethan, it's time to head out. It's time to leave.
Gabby's guys. Descartes was Nate. And that's that.
Yep.
All right. Jesse pops in to Gabby and Rachel's chat back in Amsterdam on land.
Jesse just showed up to talk about how much he loves Amsterdam, just to show, let you know that he likes he's been to all the places that they're going.
Jesse's a man of the world.
He's a one-upper when it comes traveling. Like, if you go anywhere with him, he's going to tell you about how he's already been there and places you need to go.
You want some recommendations?
And he's probably going to tell you it in French, too.
Listen, the guy knows French. He's from, like, Montreal. Is he smug about it? You could argue that he is. But he does. I don't know. If I was fluent in a second language, I would absolutely put that on display. Rachel says the process is working for her, which was news to me.
What are you talking about?
It's wreaking havoc on your daily life.
The season was basically saved last week. You were ready to quit.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about how horrible this whole thing has been and how you don't even know if you can continue because of how horrible it's been. So what part of it are you talking about that has worked well?
Well, yeah.
Maybe she's come to her senses and realized,
she's looking at
what's
in front of her now.
And,
like, my guys are here. I still got Tino. Maybe that was a moment of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gabby says love is in the air a little too much, implying that I took this as, she has more than one, like, serious option here. It turned out she was saying it's getting too serious with Nate.
Oh.
Is what I think line meant.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
This is where they push the Nate's daughter storyline to the forefront. Gabby talking a lot about how serious she's taking the decision.
She's taking it very serious. She says she's gone back and forth if she wants to be a mother, doesn't have it figured out yet. When she said doesn't have it figured out yet, I said, okay, well, this is over, obviously.
Yeah, it's over.
Let's just end this right here. Did you think there was a chance still?
I still thought because...
It's Nate, baby.
Well, it's Nate, and I considered him her number one. But
I did too.
They like putting the kids on the screen. They like going to hometowns with the kids. Like Amanda and Ben. I don't know. It's just... That's what they like doing. So I figured we're going to get a big, like, show off Nate as a father situation.
Which I would have liked. I was looking forward to that.
Gabby and Nate one-on-one day, daytime. Not much here, though. Just quick, relaxed chit-chat. Easy back and forth. I was looking forward to, seeing a good date here.
Mm-hmm. Me too. They were having fun, it seemed like.
Sure. Back on the boat, it was an ominous cut back to the boat. You don't want the people not on the date to be discussing the sticking point with the guy on the date. Because that means that's going to come to a head. And they were talking about, geez, is Gabby ready to be a mom to Nate's daughter right away?
Huge possibility he won't come back, they said. Wow.
It seemed a little bit like Logan and Johnny were reading off a script here. Mumbling off a script, I should say. They were like, well, Nate's a great dad, as we all know. And I'm like, you guys don't know that.
How would you know that?
And I don't know. You don't know how Gabby's feeling. It just seemed like they were helping set up this breakup.
They were being used as the voice behind the scenes for us.
There's no narrator on this show, so sometimes the other people have to do it.
Yep.
There's also, and we talk about it when... There's a contender with a kid or children on the show. It's always like, well, I could either move forward with them and be their mom in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Or I have to break up with them now. And there's no admission by anyone that maybe they could just date for a while and see how it goes and see, I don't know.
You don't have to. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Anything else on that, AB?
No. Nope. I thought it was over. I thought this was over. When she started talking and saying she wasn't certain yet.
Yeah.
Or at least a little sort of want to do that right now. It became pretty clear that this was going to end poorly.
Well, before we know it, the breakup was happening. Broad daylight on the park bench. Nate was shocked.
Stunned. Well, they'd been having fun.
Yeah.
For probably an hour,
and
then
they
just
sit down and
they're like,
crying.
Hey, can we stop and sit here? And then she starts bawling.
By the way, it's over. It's been great so far. This 10 minutes
great.
We walked here.
This is awesome.
It's a lot of fun. However, can't move forward. If this were a single lead show, they would have let her do this on the nighttime portion.
Mm.
But they just had to get it. We got to keep it moving here.
Could
we
not,
can't.
Yeah. Had to get it.
This was contradictory to what I just said. They showed a lot of this. This was a long segment. Like, they both, she said what she said. He acknowledged it. Then they each, like, said some wrap up lines.
They got more. They got a second.
It kept going. There was like three. It was like Avatar. I was like, that's got to be it, right? And then it just kept going. I thought they each, like, nailed these closing lines, and then they talked for minutes after that.
I thought this was heartbreaking. Nate was stunned. Sad. She was sad. I think she realizes, or maybe she thinks it's a possibility that she's letting go the best guy for her.
Yeah.
Because of this. And if they had, and if it, this wasn't on a TV show where there's so much pressure.
Yes.
They would just continue and they'd, it maybe it would work. Is probably what she's thinking. Like, maybe if this happened outside of this TV, the constraints of this TV show, it might work best with Nate. Our personalities work best. I like him the most, maybe, is what she's thinking.
I think she thinks that for sure.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to settle for someone now, is how no matter who she picks,
yeah,
it will feel like she's picking her second choice.
I agree.
At the same time, Nate was stunned, but, like, you had to know. You had to know that this was, you had an uphill battle here, especially given, I mean, it's not like you guys don't know each other at all. Like, you knew that was a big thing for her,
was
becoming
at least,
an instant mom.
She wasn't sold on that right away, which should let you know if you're Nate that this could be a possibility. She seemed apprehensive the entire time. So this was always a possibility, I would assume.
Maybe he was just stunned because they hadn't even gotten to dinner yet. I mean, it wasn't lunchtime.
Yes,
breaking up.
It was very early.
So Gabby is sad, which means Rachel, let's go to Happy Rachel. Cut straight from Gabby crying alone on a boat.
She was crying on a boat. She was walking around crying. She just did like the stuff that they were going to do on the day, but she was just crying
exactly,
the whole time
on the boat alone.
I noted here, it looked like that Narcos gif or that gif where he's standing there just sitting in the, there's a couple
alone.
Scenes of him just sitting alone, lonely. That's what it looked like with her.
Yes. Well, what they did was they played some of that before the commercial break, then they went to commercial. They should come back to commercial and go into Rachel.
Happy Rachel, yeah.
But instead they played more of Gabby being sad and then cut to Rachel.
Yeah.
They're addicted to it.
They love these
they
women
love being
like,
sad. Wow, sad? Let's go to a happy one. And vice versa. Anyway, Rachel and Zach went on one date. Daytime.
You want to talk about color rim?
Wow.
Beautiful colors?
I hope you had your TV settings right out there.
Yeah.
Because these were
vibrant.
Yeah,
turn up
the vibrance.
You want it to be in a vibrant mode on your TV.
Yes, turn up that saturation a touch. This was not a natural leg wrap.
I didn't notice the leg wrap. What happened?
Wasn't authentic.
What do you mean?
It was by necessity. It was initially a hug, but Rachel's really short. And I think
so she
Zach
just jumped
is tall.
Up.
No, there was no jump.
Lift?
He lifted her a bit, and the next thing you know is kind of like,
we're here.
I don't want, you
leg
know, I'll just, I might as well put my legs around you. It wasn't like a she couldn't wait to see him and leapt up into
she
his arms.
She didn't leap into his arms, is what you're saying.
Not at all. This was
That's
not
something
like,
to note.
Well, remember when she sprinted to Clayton when they had her hometown and they had that little Florida Lazy River thing? And it was
You want to climb the redwood.
That's what exactly. Climb the redwood. But this was just like, all right, let's hug. And then he was kind of lifted her a little bit, you know, and then fine.
Oh, wow.
It was not a leg wrap.
I didn't notice that, but I'm glad you did because, wow.
Yeah.
I think that could be the difference in the
season. A little bit.
Forced leg wrap?
It's just kind of fine. Fine. I'll wrap my legs around you.
Yeah. Wowzers.
What'd you think of this date? It was picturesque, like you wouldn't believe.
It was incredible. Breathtaking. The tulips were breathtaking. All different colors. Are you kidding me? And then they ride bikes around the tulips, like, because it's a huge field of tulips. Yeah. They can go on a long bike ride around them, and it'd still be tulips all around them. So they went on the bike ride. They went to a couple random stands that they had brought in.
I like the stands.
I like the stands, of course. No marketing. This was a marketing opportunity. You could have like some sort of ice cream. Well, I can't even remember what ice cream. They do the Halo Top. Is that what they usually do?
Yes.
They go to the Halo Top stand. One of those. They could have.
I don't like Halo Top for the record.
Yeah, I don't either.
I like ice cream.
I like ice cream to taste good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's me personally. But they could have had a Halo Top stand or something. The marketing hasn't been. Besides the I guess they got the Virgin cruise ship, so, but there hasn't been the marketing that I am used to.
They cut a big check.
Yeah.
They cut a big check.
Rode the bikes around. They went to the, I can't even remember what they did.
They had the lemonade stand.
It was a cheese stand, a lemonade stand, and a clomper stand. I don't know what those
shoes are. Yeah, the clogs. There was some beer, too, I recall.
Yeah. Yep. It was a good setup.
Sure. Well, and what the only way to improve a good setup, to take a good setup to a great setup, is a wooden hot tub outdoors in the middle
right
of
nowhere. Right next to, they panned out when they were in the hot tub and it was all tulips, not another person for miles and miles and miles. What a sight. This is a sight that they'll show on, you know, the packages that they put together for future seasons of like, this is the type of magic that we have on this show. Mm. Incredible.
Zach says he may be falling in love with her. People forget Zach had the first one-on-one date. They did the theater thing. It seems like a while ago now.
Yeah, I did too. I don't remember what he did.
I had to jog my memory.
I didn't remember at all.
That in the context of this show, that's a reasonable.
Yeah,
he's at that step, sure. I guess.
I hate to say this right now, Rem. I really do.
Say it.
Hate to say this.
I love it.
Zach gives me Jed vibes in terms of excitement. In juice, in just how he talks, when he says something that he should be excited about,
that you should hate to say
Jed
that.
Voice. I know, I hate saying really that. Hate that. I couldn't get it out of my head though.
No, come on.
He does. There's no excitement in anything he says.
Gun to your head. Which one is if you were ranking just those two in terms of excitement?
Excitement.
I still think Zach has the edge. Come on.
He said, "I think I may be falling in love with her." He said exactly like he did.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Zach was doing his little monologue. She was petting his hair aggressively, distractedly. it was like a rapid boom, boom, like you're petting a dog. Just got back from daycare and you're like,
I don't think
too much.
Jed is worse, obviously, in terms of excitement and
no offense, yeah.
No disrespect to either of these guys.
No disrespect.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying he gives me a little bit of vibes, that type of vibes. Pay attention to it going forward, please.
I will. I absolutely will. We're pointing out some great stuff. Maybe that explains the leg wrap, too. Maybe he doesn't arouse the fire in the ways that others do.
He said, I think I may be falling in love with her like that. That's all I'm going to say.
It's very interesting you say that, because at the nighttime portion, I have a question for you, and it is, does he strike you as sincere? Because he seems to be saying a lot of prepared stuff.
I don't mean it like that. I just mean purely.
Well, it's I still want to know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You think.
I'll let you know.
Well, it's in like three. It's in three sentences on my notes. So you want to do an hour? Or do you want to wait?
Okay. I do think he seems sincere. Jed had the guitar out in this moment. Like he was pitching something every single time. He'd be pitching his songs. He sang more than anyone's ever sang sung on this show. Zach hasn't shown us anything like that. So I think I'm just strictly referring to the tone of his voice. I do think he's genuine at least from what I can tell far. I don't get that type of Jed. I don't see there. I think it's just the lack of juice, the lack of excitement.
That was a great season, and Jed was part of it. You don't know what you got until it's gone. Yeah, one of the great contestants in this show's history.
Best seasons for us come because usually a guy is being an idiot.
It's a lot more fun that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, they do talk a little bit about hometowns, and he says, you know, my family's going to like you, like vice versa.
Zach and Rachel were talking in the hot tub. One other note about this. He said, I'd be fine with you meeting my family right now. And she's like blown away by that. I'm like, well,
yeah, it's in 2 days anyway.
It's like, it's in 2 days. You basically are going to meet them right now. I was confused why she was like, whoa,
right now already?
Wow, right now?
Even before the nighttime
portion?
Yeah,
this is the second date. You're going to give him a rose and then you're going to, the next time you see him will be with his family. It is right now, in fact.
That was a good point. Rachel also didn't do a very good job of hiding who she was giving roses to this episode.
It
was obvious Zach was getting one no matter what happened.
I've never seen a more obvious rose ceremony in my life.
Yes,
I promise you.
That was the least interesting
rose ever. When she gave it to Tyler, it's like, okay, well, what are we even... Let's cancel the rose ceremony. What are we doing here?
Whoever set that rose order...
It's a bad... You can't let her give that to Tyler. Tino should have got it. Or Avon.
Well, we're way ahead of our...
Yeah.
All right, the nighttime portion. Was at a museum? All nighttime...
Is that where they were? Okay.
They were at a museum. They were an art museum.
Hmm. Nice.
There are so many types of museums. All nighttime portions should be at museums.
Yeah, museums are great.
Would it kill you to have a date at an aquarium? Huh?
Mm.
Those big aquarium things with the things over in the tube.
Sharks all around you.
Sharks all around.
Things swimming.
Is it too much to ask to have dinosaur skeletons in the background? I don't think it is.
I really don't either. Instead of a church?
Churches are cool.
But it's silly. It's also weird to eat in a church like that.
That is extremely strange. Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks cool, but it's weird.
They should always be at museums or places of historical significance.
Mm. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right, so here was my question about the sincerity. You answered it already.
Okay.
He's going to tell Rachel he's falling in love with her. That seems to be the setup here. Zach also tells a story about self-love journey. When he didn't have love for himself, he says, so when he was trying to seek that in others, he couldn't find it. Take here, AB.
Oh, here we go.
This struck me. Talk about forced. This struck me as forced because Zach said what he wanted to say. It was real from Zach. And then Rachel was like, say therapy. Do it. Do it. She was like, what? She was like, what specifically?
Are you saying Zach did not in the moment want to talk about the therapy?
No, I'm.
Or it was
not
forced.
Necessarily. I'm saying Rachel knew this story.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, make sure he. Yeah. Says that, because if we know anything about this show, it will use like the whatever du jour to
therapy is this season's therapy is this season's thing.
Well, it's been that way for a couple seasons. There's two ways they do it. On the one hand, they force it as a surprise on people for group dates, and they use it to extract. This is under the guise of therapy, I'll say. And they use it to extract.
And the
like,
therapist is the lead.
Sometimes it's the scenarios you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, or the lead in general, yeah. And then there are scenes like this where someone will be like, things used to be bad for me, and now things are good, and I love you. It's just a little kind of simplistic for my taste.
That's fair.
But anyway, any other comment on it? Rachel seems to like him.
Zach says I couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier.
He couldn't be
with this.
Wow.
This is going great. That's what he said. I couldn't be happier. He said it just like that. Except a little. I can't get as unhappy as he was, though.
It's crazy to say. They kiss. Rachel offers him the rose. Then they go into some alleyway. This was not a picture. We can't see the the stars at night. We can't see the city lights.
I thought it looked like the train station from Hogwarts. That's what I thought it looked like.
I thought it looked like the abandoned subway station in Ghostbusters 2 where the slime was running through. A dangerous place to be.
There was a string quartet playing, though, which I always enjoy. Then they danced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Things are going great for Rachel. Cut to sad Gabby.
Gabby's still just walking around crying on the cruise ship now.
After the break.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Set it up, baby. Gabby's on the cruise ship.
Gabby's walking around Narcos again, crying, lonely, sad. She's going to go find the guys for no reason. There was no reason for this meetup. Gabby comes.
Probably not.
Sits down. Did you catch that someone said sup when she sat down? You catch that? Sat down and one of the guys like, what's up? It's like she's fucking crying. I don't know. I couldn't tell. It was off camera. He goes, sup.
She's my money on
having
Jason.
A horrible time and very sad. Why don't you just let her talk right now?
You make an interesting point that this was not a necessary meetup. It's always a little strange, too.
What was the point? Tell them that Nate's gone when they already know because they did the whole baggage takeaway.
But they also, is it a good thing for your other potential mates to see how broken up you are about someone else leaving?
No, it's not.
That makes me feel like, oh, damn, you know, I'm Spencer. Like, obviously, I have no shot of winning if she's crying.
There's no scenario she would feel this sad about anything that I do if I'm Spencer.
No, Spencer could have not been there and she wouldn't have noticed. If I'm Spencer, I'm thinking like, I could probably just head out now.
I could just go do some stuff on this cruise ship last night.
Anyway, they should have done a group hug. Not individual
hugs.
There
was really nothing.
That was a group hug situation.
There's a couple hugs and then they left. She said, I'm going to try to make it to this group date I don't really want to go on. It's basically what the conversation was.
There's five guys left. Spencer hasn't had a one-on-one date yet, so let's put his thumb down. Logan just switched to her team.
I'm not willing to put my finger down there, though.
I mean, this is even later than when Blake Moynes came on Claire's season, or Katie's season, excuse me.
Yeah.
It just seems unlikely that she was
going to
choose Logan.
Seems unlikely for him to not have a one-on-one, just switch teams, and then get a hometown. That seems crazy. You've had zero dates and hardly any group dates.
Yeah. You can't give Logan a hometown. Yeah. You can't do four hometowns.
You're right.
Gabby the next morning still thinking about Nate on this group date. It was Logan, Eric, Spencer, Jason, and Johnny. A sex date because they're in Amsterdam.
Of course.
Spencer looked horrified, like... very concerned that his mom was going to watch the scene or something. He deeply there was no Blake Moynes on this date to kind of like break the ice. It was four guys like shit.
This was
five.
A gigantic flop of
a
date.
I think so too.
And it's mostly because you didn't have a Blake Moynes there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't bring Blake Moynes in for this, actually.
He could have been the host.
Easy.
Number one horny guy. in the franchise. Blake Moynes, hornball expert. Could have easily been him. Most of the questions were bleeped out, which bleeping sometimes makes it fun, but it's
no,
like...
No, this made it bad. I didn't know what they were asking.
I don't know what you're talking about half the time.
I could guess, but, like, what's the point? And the guys didn't answer the questions anyway, so...
No.
It was a giant flop start to finish, I'd say.
At one point, the... I don't know what sex lady was asking. I don't know what to call it. I don't know the proper term. Sex lady. That's what it was.
It's a sex lady. I think her name was Susie.
I would have
Susie the sex lady.
She said, "I'm gonna whip you" or something. If you like declined to answer
the
question,
she's all talk with the whip.
I would have loved.
It was time to whip them. They weren't answering the questions.
A couple whips. Whap. She asked Johnny how many partners he said, and. Just noted, just add this to a long list of group dates that would never occur on The Bachelor in a trillion years. I wrote here, now that Nate is gone, I am bored with this group and not invested in any of their relationships.
You know what? I was thinking that when Nate left during this as well. Something very similar. I'm not sure if I like any of these guys or care that they end up with her anymore. I don't care about any of these guys.
Nope. Logan, Eric, and Johnny not only look the same, but kind of behave the same. And then Spencer's irrelevant. Yep. And Jason is quiet.
Who are we rooting for here?
None. The answer is none.
The answer is definitely none. For me.
Yeah. And I've.
Maybe that'll be the question of the week this week. Who are you rooting for now? Who.
Yeah.
I mean, who is everyone else rooting for? Is or nobody? Who's left?
Eric, Johnny, Jason.
That's the thing. They're at hometowns. I can't even name the guys. I know. Do you
all
get
time
that?
Bad season?
There's only three of them, too. There's less than normal hometowns. Yeah, hometowns, I know all the guys all the seasons, usually. Know a lot about them. I don't know these guys' names. Eric's
Speaking
probably
Eric,
the one I know the most about, and I don't know anything about him.
I know, it's so bad.
Who did you
so
say?
Bad.
Who else? Jason? I don't even know which team some
Eric,
of these guys
Jason
are on.
And Johnny. Eric, Jason,
you could have told
Johnny.
Me Jason was on one of Rachel's guys. I would have said, okay. Good.
Okay.
Good for them.
Good for them. All right, speaking of Eric, unbelievable jacket at the nighttime portion.
What do you have?
I
didn't notice
it. Sweet, sweet, soft pink jacket. That pink was so soft. It wasn't like, look at me, pink. It was like, you know, trying
not
to.
Oh, you're not talking about the feeling of the jacket. You're talking about how.
Yeah, soft pink, light.
Light. How not vibrant it was.
Yes, it was not hot pink.
Subtle pink.
Yeah, it was an awesome jacket.
Wow. Was it like a bomber jacket or what type of jacket was it?
It's a fucking blazer.
Oh, a suit jacket.
This is the nighttime.
This is
maybe
a suit jacket.
Blazers.
Oh, okay. Okay. I might have to go back and watch that.
One thing here. Johnny called this a cocktail party. And I go, cocktail party? Is there a rose? Are they doing a rose ceremony right after this?
No.
We'll come back to that later.
Are you saying that some of this is... What are you saying?
I'm saying they called both of the nighttime portions of these group dates, they called them cocktail parties. And then they did not have a cocktail party before the rose ceremony, the dual rose ceremony.
You're saying something fishy's going on here?
It's not fishy. They just compressed it. There was no... These nighttime portions were considered the cocktail parties, and they cut the regular cocktail party.
So you're saying the COVID thing did not cancel anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
Because they could have done that outside. Because they were calling it the cocktail party at the time. And I was like, why are they doing that?
Wow. Interesting.
I think they're just cutting time. Logan isn't here. So we cut to Jesse visiting Gabby's quarters. I exploded laughing at this interaction. This was hilarious. From start to finish. He goes, sorry to pop up unannounced. She goes, yeah, like pissed. And then Logan has COVID. And then he says, we're going to have to cancel a cocktail party. An all new way for Jesse to deliver a cancellation.
Just
made the funniest
studio
cancellation
down.
Yet. Yeah, we're shutting it down. Extremely funny. In retrospect, maybe the one place they shouldn't have done this show during COVID was on a cruise ship. Everybody just gets it automatically.
Everyone
almost.
Gets COVID on a cruise ship. Everyone knows
spreads
that.
Like wildfire. Yeah, so that's that. I was really hoping he was wanting to leave. This was kind of a anticlimactic way for the Logan.
Oh, you thought the you thought there was going to be.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously they
thing.
Teased it like something. Logan's a bad guy and did something. That's how it was teased.
That's what I was hoping for.
So
he wants to go back to Rachel.
This is not great. Yeah, he wants to go back to Rachel.
Gabby had some lines that was like, oh, I'm hoping, you know, hoping
his
for the best.
His health is the most important thing or some shit like that.
You could tell she wanted to go, but can't we just do it on the deck or something?
Can't we just still do this?
I mean, this,
this
is
like,
bullshit.
I don't understand.
It's hometowns.
Number one, we've all been with each other all day, so what?
We are all exposed to
We're all exposed
to
already.
Here.
Let's just do this on the deck.
Let's go outside. Well, I think mainly she was upset. I'm supposed to be giving out hometowns roses now, and I haven't talked to...
I haven't talked to some of these guys. Yeah. What'd you think about Jesse going and telling the guys and acting coy? Did you care to comment on that? Why'd he do that? What was he doing? What was Jesse doing? Why did he do that?
I don't know why he didn't tell him.
What's
it's not
going
exactly
on?
A secret.
It's not you just told America when you told Gabby. It's not like there's some sort of like you can't tell because of health records or something. You already said it.
That's HIPAA. Yeah.
That's HIPAA.
I didn't understand that at all.
Why did he do that? Goes something bad has happened with Logan.
Well, he made it seem
like that.
He made it seem like Logan went overboard and is dead. Yeah. And they were like, "Is he okay?" And he's like,
"Oh yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine, but
maybe not. You don't know
why
what
did
it
he
is.
Do this?
Yeah. Why? Also, the other thing to note: all of you have been exposed. I feel like he should have told
them
that.
All day.
He should have told them out of safety.
You were with him all day.
They
in
probably
a
would want to know
dungeon.
That. You were in
with
a
no
sex
ventilation.
Dungeon.
Yeah, tickling each other. Just little spreading little droplets.
I feel like
towards
Jesse
each other.
Really dropped the ball.
I thought he nailed it. I think Jesse's doing a great job at making me laugh.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm actually stunned that they are doing COVID testing on this. I just thought they breezed through it like the sports leagues have done. They don't even test anymore. I thought that's what they'd be doing. Maybe he had symptoms or something, but it's so short after the. But it's so short after the afternoon. It's like I could see it the next day. Maybe he had some symptoms, but
yeah,
I don't know. I'm surprised they are even. I just would have figured they're just breezing through this and acting like COVID isn't happening.
Yes, I agree. So we're supposed to believe proposal around the corner.
Yeah,
with this group of guys, the person I ranked.
No Nate.
Now no Logan, who I considered like top three.
Yeah.
She's going to marry one of these guys? Huh?
These guys who she has no chemistry with?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. She's going to take them to hometowns? Some of these guys?
What a season.
I thought they were going to push back hometowns, maybe. Did you think there was going to be any sort of like, because they were all exposed and Logan was going to go, I kind of wondered if they were going to let her decide something and maybe put probably logistically that none of that works, but just like what if it was a front runner? Like what if Tino got it? Then the lead would be like, what if it was their favorite?
I don't know because he's done. He's out for the
season. That's what I was wondering if they would just push this back a couple weeks or something. He's out. His chance at love is gone.
I'll play that out. Well, let's say it was Tino.
Let's say
I
it's
think
Tino.
They push, I think
what
they
if
keep
it's Tino
moving.
And... I gotta look up his name. Zach. What if it's Tino and Zach? Double COVID.
I think they push forward.
You think they push forward and let those guys go?
Yeah.
So it would just be like... Who is
I'm
it?
I'm telling you, that they only care about the episode. They have the episodes to fill.
It'd be Johnny. Like an automatic... What if it was just... What if
they could convince Johnny and Gabby to fall in love? Yeah, I think they would push forward. They got deadlines, AB. This isn't real. This is business.
That's why I would have thought they just, even with knowing the positive COVID test, I would have thought they would have hid that. Like, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep going. Logan, you can continue.
Can you imagine if that got out? What a firestorm that would cause.
That's what I thought they'd be doing.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to Rachel's group date. Daytime.
I wrote here, this is a disaster.
the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this situation in particular.
Yes.
Because they hadn't talked about what was going to be the outcome. All we knew is Logan has COVID. All these guys have been exposed. Gabby's been exposed. I said, this is a disaster.
Gabby was like a huge Tim Duncan fan who went to a Spurs game, a huge Spurs Big Three fan.
Mm-hmm.
Saved, got Spurs tickets for their birthday.
Why Spurs?
Going to May. Well, because the Spurs were notorious. They were the originators of
resting people.
Resting players. Yeah. And then the kid goes to the game and fucking Tim Duncan's gone. Tony Parker's sitting and Manu's sitting with fake injuries. And Gabby's looking around like, this is what I got now?
This is all I got.
My favorite players aren't here. Hey, see what I'm saying?
My favorite players are not
here. Two of
her three
favorite players are not here. So she's watching fucking Eric get blown out by, you know, the Heat or something on a Sunday afternoon.
It sucks. That sucks.
And she lives in Miami, and that's the only time the Spurs were coming to town.
I think she's regretting at this point letting go of Nate. Like,
yeah,
maybe
probably.
I should have just kept Nate, and we didn't have to get engaged.
Or you could have had the hometown without meeting the kid.
Yeah.
There are pathways to not.
Or just meet the kid.
It's
not. You
have to be the mom.
It doesn't mean you're the mom. Just because you meet the kid doesn't mean you are the mom
or
ready to be the mom.
No.
You could have just met the kid. It's not that. Not the end of the world.
Rachel group date. Daytime.
Cheese capital of the world. Got to get here.
Adam? Adum?
I don't know. We got to get here, though.
No, they're not allowed for the lactate in the world for me to visit the cheese capital. The guys learned their lesson. These guys sprint to Rachel now. There is no, it's like getting chewed out by the coach.
Almost plowed her over.
Yeah, you're not
hot-dogging it anymore on those sprints.
No, you're not hot-dogging it.
No, you're balls to the wall.
There's a rose on this date. Someone is going to get a hometown rose. Smooth pull by Avon right away. You don't want to
get away and see the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During a daytime portion of a group date, you don't get a lot of pulls.
No, no.
So this turned into a pull contest, which I liked. How about the cheese lifting competition? What'd you make of this?
I like this. I liked it a lot. Stacking cheese on the sides and then
20 pounds a pop, those things.
20 pounds a pop, eh? Is that what they said? So they ended up with four on each side. 160 pounds there. On your back, just holding it.
Plus the bar. People don't factor in the bar. Us weightlifting guys, we never forget. Came down to Tino and Ethan.
I thought this was do or die for Ethan. You gotta die on that.
You have to die on that. You can't set it down, Ethan.
You cannot set that thing down.
Well, either that or just cut your losses. There's no,
or just don't do it.
Quit now, or
no,
or die this trying.
This is Ethan fighting for his life.
What a stupid thing to say, too. Like
the cheese.
Like, oh, if you hold the cheese thing long enough, you might go to hometown.
It's true. That's what I thought in the moment, though. Ethan's got
to
show.
His real motivation was like, let me do something memorable on this season.
Absolutely.
Plus, when Tino won, Cheese King of Adam that's nothing to shake a stick at. I mean, he's the Cheese King of Adam for life now. That's pretty cool.
Agreed.
Anything else on this? Tyler got a little.
Tyler dropped out first. He got a little attention. And then Ethan dropped. He collapsed into the grass. He got a little time with Rachel, too.
That was a move because Ethan sets it down. Tino set it down a split second later, and then Rachel like runs up to Tino and makes out with him. And if you're Ethan, you gotta be like, "What?
I gotta collapse.
To I got a fake collapse here." If he didn't collapse, she might not have gone over to him at all. She would have gone to Tyler and Avon first.
No, I like this though. This is fun. This is a fun date,
yes.
And I enjoyed.
Agreed. Rachel group date, nighttime, or excuse me, cocktail party.
Cocktail party.
Rachel values family, so this rose is a big deal. You know, earlier I had in my notes something to the effect of like, it's been a while since a contestant has more or less scared the lead about going to their hometown. And
Aven got close.
Aven swooped in and almost made that happen. He was like, my dad didn't like this one partner I had. My mom hated the last one. But they're going to love you. And it's like, that doesn't really...
You probably said that to the other girls. You said that to the... I know you said that to the other girls, in fact.
so she was...
That's setting the scene for a good hometowns. I'll say that.
Yes.
Setting the scene.
At the same time, she didn't even pretend like it was a possibility that Aven wouldn't get a rose. They were just openly discussing...
You're getting a rose, yeah.
What'd you make of Tyler's one-on-one time?
Tyler started talking about how hard it is to see her with other guys now. Rachel told Tyler, I thought it was a bad move too. Rachel told Tyler she is confident in their connection and wants him just to focus on their relationship. Easier said than done. Okay.
This was a great makeout. However, I didn't like that he started with, he was like listing his grievances about the group date. And it's, why don't you get in the gym then, Tyler, if you want to win group dates? That's what this is.
First one out. Tyler said he's fallen very hard for her. And they make out. Good make out.
Good for them. Good for them.
Rachel said, I noted here. Hold up. Yeah. Rachel said, he's falling hard for me, and that's huge for me to hear. Period. End of sentence. I'm falling for him also.
We have something in the mailbag. Mildly scathing, I would characterize it as, that kind of builds on that idea. So keep that statement in mind when we get to the mailbag.
Stay tuned.
I'll probably read it last because it's...
Stay tuned. Wow.
Ethan had some one-on-one time. He also had a good jacket. I liked Ethan. He said, you know, I know family's the most important thing to you. Well, it also is to me.
You should see how much I care about family.
You think you care about family?
Is that what you think?
The only way you're going
to find out
is if you bring me to hometowns.
Yeah, I feel bad for Ethan. I feel like there's something there that we could really like, but there's really no chance.
Nevertheless.
There's zero chance he's getting to hometown.
Aven and Ethan were at the bar talking, running down Tino's resume a little bit.
Yeah, it's loaded up.
Not only is he getting these roses, he's the cheese king.
He's winning everything. He's the cheese king. He's got all these roses.
The way Aven was going on, it felt like he realized he's not in first place.
Yeah, I agree.
He had that look on his face like, damn, I thought things were going well, but I'm behind now.
I'm behind Tino, yeah.
How about Tino and Rachel's time, maybe?
They get cozy, obviously. I didn't notice any real conversation here. Tino seems to think this went incredibly, and he said he hit it out of the park. It was just making out. You guys have done that a bunch. Starting to worry about the connection between these two outside of the physicality. That's what I'm starting to worry about.
Tino, multiple
is this
times-
just lust?
It could be.
Is it?
It could be.
You tell me.
Tino multiple times this season has made like sports analogies to how well he performed. I think he just says I hit it out of the park every time. And so far he's been right.
He's right.
When he says I hit it out of the park, he hits it out of the park. So he's expecting a rose. He's
of course
dead
he
set
is.
On getting a rose.
He thinks he's in first place. He probably is in first place.
He is in first place.
Of course he's expecting the hometown rose where you don't have to worry about anything at the rose ceremony. You're set.
Yes. I think it's going to Tino. Aven thinks it's going to Tino. It goes to Tyler.
Stunning rose. Group date rose. This also takes all the wind out of the rose ceremony, like we said earlier.
Yes.
Ethan's going home at this point. It's Aven, Tino, and Ethan. What are we doing here?
Don't spiral, Tino. That's what I said to the TV.
Tino's looking like he's going to spiral.
Keep it together, Tino.
Yeah, Tino, keep it together.
Tino should know that he's fine. Tino should understand.
It's no big deal.
They have to spread group date roses out.
They can't
out.
Give you every group date rose,
You can't
Tino.
Get every rose.
You can't get every group date rose. That's not how this works. She probably was not allowed to give you that group date rose. That's what you need to realize if you're Tino. Okay?
If Tino hadn't gotten a previous group date rose,
he would have got this, obviously.
He would have got this one, I think.
Tino goes outside. He says something like, I can't fucking believe it or something to the producers or something.
Tino's
like
livid.
He's so mad. And then back inside, the guy, one of the guys is like, Tino's acting like a real baby back bitch, which is one of my favorite insults to hurl at someone.
Tino needs to understand this is not a merit-based. The roses are not given based on merit.
Tyler's not in first place, Tino.
No, Tino.
It's fine.
Take it easy. This round is not over. All that matters is getting a rose each round.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the order.
Especially not here.
No.
This is making me second guess everything Tino says. I'm falling for her and she's not falling for me is what he said. That's insanity.
I think it's possible. Well, you said that they're maybe lusty.
They're lusty.
I think it's possible Tino's not in first. I can see how he would think that. I still think this is an overreaction, and I still think he's in first, but I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I don't know. Just take it easy, Tino. That's the main takeaway. Take it easy.
Take it easy. See how this plays out.
If you don't get a rose at the after the rose ceremony, yeah, go to the producer and be like, what happened, dude? Because that would be shocking.
Yeah, agreed.
Jesse checks in with Gabby. And by that, I mean, goes to Gabby to confirm their deal that they will give her more money to only do 3 hometowns. Listen, we're taking a rose away. 10 G's. What do you say? I do that. But no, the storyline is that Gabby feels like some of her relationships haven't been able to progress.
Yeah, I agree.
She doesn't think she can give 4 hometowns. Obviously, because
there's no way you can give 4 hometowns. You shouldn't even give 3.
She got rid of Nate, so she'd be give the 4th hometown would be her 5th place person.
Yeah.
That's too far down the line.
Agreed.
Also, this is where it was revealed that Logan's out for the year.
Logan's gone. He's going home. That's crazy. Logan's been the main guy, I'd say. It's like storyline of the whole season, all for nothing.
All for nothing.
All that trouble with Logan.
The whole mailbag
worthless.
Is loaded with strong Logan opinions. And
worthless.
They are
He's going
nothing.
Home. He's got COVID. You'll see him on Paradise, I suppose.
Yeah, I expected there to be an episode of like, wow, Logan, I can't believe you did that. And like the new guy's not accepting him.
Yeah.
And maybe Gabby
nothing.
Understanding that, but also falling for him, like can't help herself. And no, it was nothing.
We're at hometowns.
Do you want to talk about the Ethan and Tino scene?
Ethan sat down with Tino. He's like, hey, what the fuck? Why'd you do that last night? Why? We're all chilling.
He got up and left. We didn't mention that.
Yeah, he got up and left after he didn't get the rose. He's throwing a little baby fit. The guys weren't feeling it. Ethan goes and talks to Tino the next day. He says the guys felt disrespected by him walking off, which is, that's fair.
But they're in the position of like, we all know you're number one. So like, stop, you know,
quit
stop
doing this
like,
whole show.
Stop acting like you're not. Yeah.
Like I'm Ethan. I should, I have no chance.
Exactly. Ethan's talking to Tino.
You
and
don't
Tino's
see me
like,
acting
what if
like
I,
that.
What if I don't get a hometown, Tino? And Ethan probably in his mind thinking like, dude, do you think I'm getting one? And
over
you're
you?
Not? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? It's silly how you're acting.
Silly. This is silly. Rose ceremony. No cocktail parties.
No cocktail parties. 3 roses on Gabby's rose podium. 1 person going home. 2 roses on Rachel's. She already has 2 people that have roses.
Galifianakis gift.
1 person going home, I think. This is a disaster. I wrote this again. This is a disaster.
Rachel has 2 roses to give out because Zach has his one-on-one date rose and Tyler got one from the group date. Gabby says, I'm not trying to meet 4 families. Let's be honest about what this is. Only 3 of you.
I don't
like,
even
want to
meet
generous
yours.
And I'm giving out 3.
I don't even want to meet all 3 of yours.
You know, she could have said, I'm looking at this group of guys and I don't see my husband in this room.
I was trying to think back through the history of the Bachelor, Bachelorette, if anyone has ever been in a worse situation going into hometowns.
Connection-wise?
Than Gabby. Connection-wise. Nobody
has been in Juan Pablo, and I could not, but that's think like of his one. Own doing.
That could be Juan Pablo, I guess. It's right up there. I don't think she has connections with anybody right now, and she has to go to hometowns.
The Eric story will get told hard in these next couple episodes, I think.
Agreed. Yeah.
It needs to.
Something has to happen. I don't know spoilers. And it needs to happen fast.
Yes.
With somebody. Is there something there with Jason, maybe?
Maybe.
Cool guy Johnny? We'll find out.
I don't think it's Johnny. I don't either. She didn't think it was Johnny.
I don't think it's Jason either. That doesn't seem like a fit to me. Eric, maybe.
Well, Eric, definitely. By process of elimination. It's definitely not Johnny.
I think it's just going to be
said
nobody.
Before their date, she was like, I came to this date really not interested in Johnny. But he said something nice and I had to give him a rose. Like, it wasn't.
I think if I were to predict now, I would say Gabby ends up with nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
And turns everyone down at the finale. That'd be my guess.
I can see that.
That's my prediction right now.
I wouldn't hate that either. Yeah. Gabby gives roses to Eric. Another cool jacket. Jason. And then Johnny. Obviously, Spencer hadn't had a date yet. So
he's going home. I feel like there was a little meat on the Spencer bone we never got to.
Oh boy, is there.
Get to see what's going on there. I hope he's on Paradise. I think there might be some more there.
Yeah, yeah. I think Spencer, you know. Listen, man, the guys who get 4th, 5th, 6th are like, you know, nice guys. People want to be around. They're just
absolutely
not entertaining. Sorry. Rachel gives her roses to Avon. Her second rose goes to Tino, the least shocking rose in the history of the show.
It was Tino or Ethan. Her number one person or her number 6 or 7.
Never been a bigger gap between
the
two people waiting for the final rose.
Never.
So Eric, Jason, and Johnny are going to hometowns for Gabby. Eric, Jason, and Johnny. For Rachel, it's Zach, Tyler, Avon, and Tino. And I wanted to like cap off this recap with a question, but we've been talking about it throughout. Do any of these potential relationships stand out to you as believable engagements? And the answer is obviously no.
For Gabby?
Especially for Gabby. But even, I guess a little bit with Rachel, not so much.
I don't know.
But definitely with Gabby. Any other comments, AB?
No comments, nope.
All right, no comment.
There's room for great hometowns of parents being bewildered by the connections that they're seeing.
Just two leads in the same amount of time?
Two leads and wait a second. What do you know about each other?
How would Logan explain that to his family? I switched a week ago and now I'm here with you and I'm gonna marry her.
I think the connections have never been worse, and that could lead to some great hometown scenes. Parents that are stunned at the situation they're in because of their son.
You know, they've been talking more than they've shown us, but if I went to Gabby right before this rose ceremony and said, "Who's that guy with the hair?" She might not be able to remember. It would take her a beat to remember his
name.
Who's
that guy over there?
Is that James? Johnny. Anyway, yeah, he's getting a hometown rose. All right. Do you have a tag team champions? I don't. I never do. This season was a bust, and so was that segment.
No, I don't.
Okay. Mailbag 773-234-7794. Last week's question, we're all excited to talk about it now, is what do people think about the Logan situation? Thank you to everyone who texted in. We appreciate it. Julia from Texas. Almost said Julia from Texted. This season of The Bachelorette is my first time watching anything in the franchise, so I really enjoy your podcast, blah,
Who's
blah,
this?
Blah. Thank you. Julia from Texas.
Julia, how did you get here?
That's a good question. How'd you get here, Julia?
How'd you get here, Julia?
What are you lost? Doing here? Hey, Julia, a little late to the good
are
times.
Are you lost?
Are you lost? Go back. You don't want to be here.
This isn't what it's usually like. That's all I'll say.
I'm good.
Sorry.
I'll tell you that.
Sorry.
No, she said she appreciates our comparisons to other seasons. Okay. And actually touches on that. Despite the season not being a fan favorite, I was actually enticed to watch because of here's the answer.
You didn't read the whole thing.
No, I read it all, but I forgot. There's a lot of words on this page. I was actually enticed to watch because of an advertisement that highlighted the two lead scenario. Wow. One person was affected by this gimmick.
Wow.
At least one. As for the Logan situation, I'm not a fan of him. I think when he accepted the second rose on the ship just to talk with Gabby, he was taking away Jordan H's chance to get to know Rachel, who seemed to actually be there to get to know her. But since that's in the past, Rachel must look for comfort with guys who are interested in her instead of focusing on the ones who aren't. Thank you, Julia. She also drew a cartoon of Logan.
A cartoon?
Thank you, Julia. Interesting to hear a perspective of, listen, we're all longtime viewers of the show can't help but get into jaded ruts on occasion. So it's interesting to hear someone who's literally seen 6 episodes of the show.
Yeah, very interesting. They probably think it's pretty good.
Yeah, probably.
Julia, tell us write back in and tell us how you think this first season's going.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying this?
Yeah.
How'd you get here?
Is what the Bachelor
still,
podcasters
how'd you get
are
here?
Asking I'm the Bachelor viewer.
Still like wondering how you got here.
Chrissy. Logan went to Rachel's room to talk with her outside of a date or a cocktail party, so why couldn't he have done that before the rose ceremony? He definitely already knew before the ceremony because he talked to Jesse about it. However, I think the producers play a big role in what they let contestants do and when they can do it. They might have told him no if he asked before. We may never know. I do think it's the producers' fault that Rachel canceled the group date. If they wanted to protect their lead, they could have scheduled Gabby's group date first so that Rachel could have time to recover from Logan's rejection. Instead, they had him do it right before she was supposed to go on the date to make the situation more dramatic. I wish they cared more about their leads, but all they
don't
care about is drama. Thank you, Chrissy.
Don't we all?
I go back and forth on that. Sometimes I...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't... I want there to be more drama.
But there are times where I'm like, damn, they're making this life live in hell. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Chrissy.
It's a delicate balance.
Yeah. And they never strike it correctly.
No. They're never on the right side of it.
The Logan situation is a mess and I'm loving it. Did he make the right decision for the regular dating world outside The Bachelorette? No, absolutely not. That was a scumbag move to accept the last rose from Rachel. Strong words. However, in the context of this show, it was the perfect thing to do. It kept him around longer, got him more airtime, and pretty much secured him for paradise. He walks away from the situation looking like a bad guy, but will be the most memorable contestant of the season, and he knows it. 100% well played by Logan. Thank you, 908.
That's the one thing. This season is lacking memorable people.
Yes.
I will not remember any of these guys that are still here.
Tiffany from Houston. I think Logan handled it the only way he could. He felt like he had a connection with both leads in the beginning. Gabby was obviously attracted to Logan, but backed out after Rachel expressed how sad she was since the group date was the same night Rachel had her first rejection. Rachel called dibs, and Gabby, having confidence in herself, decided she would let Rachel pursue Logan. One could argue that Logan made a villain move by accepting Rachel's rose in the previous episode, but if any other contestant was in the same situation, feeling so strongly about Gabby, they probably would have done the same thing, especially seeing that anyone who rejected a rose got sent home. And this was after Logan didn't get time with Rachel because she was too sad and insecure to give the guys time, in parentheses again, after the Hayden situation. Logan's not the villain. He made the right choice. Team Gabby. Thank you, Tiffany. Differing opinion. It was
a lot of different opinions. Yeah.
Cat from New York. This is the one. I don't think Logan did anything wrong. It seemed like he was prepared to tell Rachel the whole truth as soon as he was sure of his feelings, but he wasn't given the chance. If anything, I have a much harder time accepting Rachel's actions. It's become clear she is more interested in feeling like the Bachelorette than she is in falling in love. She validates anyone who gives her Bachelorette treatment, regardless of how genuine or deep their connection feels. It makes it challenging to believe her journey when it's so obvious that her priorities are out of whack. She is the one making this a popularity contest, and she's destined to lose if she keeps this up. That's Kat. Tough love. Last one. Not last one. Last one on this topic. Amy from Delaware. I'm the one who wrote in calling Logan a snake a few weeks ago. I have to admit that his actions haven't been as duplicitous as I had envisioned. When he had an early connection with both leads, I assumed he would lead them both on throughout the season. Since the girls ended up dividing the guys, he didn't have a chance to do that. If you truly did like them both, I don't see how he could have played this any differently. He stayed on Rachel's team because he was offered a rose. When he realized his feelings were stronger for Gabby, he wasn't given the chance to share those feelings before the next rose ceremony, and he was offered the last rose, eliminating any chance of getting a rose from Gabby. I don't think he will actually end up with either one of them, accurate, but I think he's played the game in a smart and calculated way. Maybe not snake-like, but certainly not the way Sean Lowe would go about things. Well said. Thank you,
talking
Amy.
About your moral compass, Sean Lowe. He's the top guy.
Guy
there.
Plays the right way, yeah. Sean Lowe. a couple other things.
Okay.
Allie from Connecticut. I noticed this season Rachel has not been doing any of the close whispering like she did with Clayton.
Yeah, what's going on
what
there?
What does this mean? Was this just a flirting tactic, or is she not into these guys as much?
Oh.
What do you think, AB?
Yeah, the whispering was a big thing last season.
Yeah.
I don't
think...
she
liked Clayton more than these
do
guys.
Do I think that... If your question is, do I think... anyone here Rachel likes as much as Clayton? My answer is a resounding no.
Wow.
And I say that very easily. I cannot say it easier.
She likes Clayton. She likes
Clayton. She likes
Clayton
way more than she likes any of these guys. I'm very confident in that.
There are no
I wouldn't
Redwoods
say that
here.
With Gabby.
No. Gabby seemed to...
I think if I was...
arm's length a little bit.
Yeah. I think Gabby liked Nate the most of anyone that I've seen her... have conversations with.
I like these blended season rankings.
Yeah.
Rachel power rankings. Number one, Clayton.
Clayton. Number one is Clayton. I'm sorry. It is.
We got 12 messages about beer baths. 12.
Oh, I got a couple too. Got a couple emails too. People were like,
yes,
they had to get us
emails
a couple
well.
Different
count
angles.
Those. Boy, I'd say we've never gotten
something more wrong
that much of a reaction to something we got wrong. Usually it's one or two people like, oh, popping, but people are like, no, beer baths. And for the record, you were the one who was adamant that
was
beer
me.
Baths didn't
it
exist.
Was me. I'll face the music.
Don't
let's
yeah,
hear
yeah.
it.
Do not attach any association of this to me whatsoever.
Let's hear
Stephen
it.
Stephen A. Smith.
I'm not afraid
oh,
of
I,
the...
Oh, no, I'm not reading any of them. I'm just saying we got 12 of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
just
it is
in the
a
mailbag.
Thing. It is a thing.
It
basically
a thing.
Everyone says that there's beer spas all over. In fact.
Austria, Brussels,
Denver.
Prague, and Denver, Colorado, yeah. and some others.
Iceland, I think there was one.
Yeah.
Rosecast is international as hell. I'll say that.
Well, I'm not saying these are from the
some of them
people
were,
who
though.
Live there.
Some of them were. Yeah.
No, people who've been there.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you talk a lot, you get shit wrong. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. And also, what do you think? You think AB's going to Google if they're real? That ruins the whole bit. That ruins all his jokes.
You do bits for the bit.
You do bits for the bit.
Okay?
Sometimes...
Can't put it any better than that.
They're not perfectly researched. Sometimes they're in bad faith. We're just trying to get laughs.
Okay.
All right. This ain't the daily. What's next week's question? We don't have a crack research team.
I already said it. I want to know if you like any of these guys anymore. Do you care for any of them? Any of these guys move the needle for you?
Who are you rooting for? What relationships are you rooting for?
If any.
Yeah. Let us know if it's none.
Let us know if it's none. Yeah.
And why. Okay, quickly, the Rose League scoring update. I got 408th, which is actually my highest percentage-wise finish of the season. Pretty good.
Hey.
AB?
I got 66th.
Oh.
I'm out here.
Remember that season you were going to win, and then you forgot to do one?
Yeah. I had something special going.
Yep.
Yeah, 66th. A lot of points.
Nice. Well, we have a situation with the number of winners.
There's three.
Here's our soft rule. If a solo person wins, they get the sticker.
Yeah.
One sticker. If a bunch of people win, which is usually how it goes, we pick two people at random to get stickers.
Okay.
We've never had, that I can recall, three winners. I don't want to pick two of those three and have basically pick one person to not get a sticker. So what I'm saying is all three of these teams get stickers.
I kind of like one not getting the sticker.
Hey, the bank account would too.
Let's juice this up.
All right, you want to do? You want to fucking do that? All
right. Live. One person doesn't get it. Stakes are high. You got, if you're one of these, name the three people, and then if you're one of those three people,
one of you's not getting one.
You got good ass odds of getting the sticker. Okay.
So we're sticking to the two.
Stick to the
max
two
rule.
This is gonna be fun. Adds in.
Well, except for that one team. One.
Yeah, but for everyone else, it's gonna be good.
That's good. It's a. All right, I like that. All right, the three. I'll just. Yeah. Okay. The three teams are. Team
I basically
Jumbro.
Just cost someone a sticker because you were ready to just send the third sticker. I would like for entertainment.
Yeah, you
I'm like
us
the Bachelor producers. I'm just doing whatever's most drama. Yeah.
This final rose is going to be way better than the final rose from the show. Wow, this is high stakes. Team Jumbro, Team Kath Grace, and Team All the Wrong Reasons were the three teams that won. Congratulations. All deserve
congratulations.
A clap. They're in the spreadsheet. Random. Random. Random three times. Kath Grace. And All the Wrong Reasons.
Oh,
sorry, Jumbro.
Sorry, Jumbro.
That's tough.
That's tough, Jumbro.
That felt bad. That felt really bad.
That felt bad. Hey, the Bachelor bad. Producers, you think they're smiling every time they do something evil? No, but they do it.
You gotta do it.
They do it.
You gotta do it.
For the drama. They don't feel good always about it, but you do it.
No. But then when those chicks clear, they sleep at night.
I'm sorry. Better luck next week.
Side note, I have some orders to fulfill from last week. So if you won last week and message us, I'll get it to you hopefully this afternoon. We'll get it going.
And they need to
message. Thanks, everyone, for playing.
So Jumbro.
Not Jumbro.
Kath Grace
and
All
the Wrong
Reasons need to get in contact with us with what sticker they want, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Jumbro. Yeah. That's on me. That's on me.
That's tough. Can't believe you did that. I really can't believe it. All right, what's your headline of the week?
I got a couple of them, Rim. This from People. Wells Adams teases a sexy season of Bachelor in Paradise. They really turned up the heat. Okay. There's also some stuff
ongoing.
Do
you have any details about that?
No.
What's sexy about
it? That's teasing.
They did. I saw an ad for it, and it was pretty overtly horny, and I liked the colorway.
We're getting back to horny stuff on there.
Yeah. I think so. Put it on at 9 Central. I don't care.
9 to 11.
Yeah, 9 to
10
11.
To midnight Eastern.
Bachelor in Paradise After Dark.
I'm not going to read this article. I just want to see the cast without getting spoiled. I can't wait for this season to be
over.
Yeah.
Well, no, that I can't believe I said that. That was crazy.
I don't want to be spoiled on this season of The Bachelor by seeing who's going to be on it. I got another one too, Rim. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Rim. Bachelor franchise couple Hannah Godwin, Dylan Barber, love Wisconsin.
I was wondering.
They love Wisconsin. That's an update.
No way.
That's an update. It's from 4 hours ago.
Article?
Yeah, it's from 4 hours. This
God,
article is from
funny.
4 hours ago. I didn't read it, but Hannah Godwin, Dylan Barber, as we know, visited
Wisconsin.
Update. They love Wisconsin. Okay.
Oh my God.
Wow. I can't wait for another one to pop up.
Here was my brain when you started that. I go, you said Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I was like, yeah, I was gonna make a, oh, that's our go-to joke. And then you started reading the thing. I'm like, does he not know that he already did this one?
And that no, update it's just was an update.
So funny.
They love Wisconsin. Okay. They love it. They had a great time.
Is that all?
That's all we got. Yeah, for articles.
I saw on here's my headline of the week. I saw on the
one more thing. Did you see the premiere date for Bachelor in Paradise?
No, I assume it's the week after.
September 27th. I feel like that's...
Oh, that's way... I feel like that's a couple weeks. Sure.
Yeah, break.
I hate that for a multitude of reasons. I'm not... It's going to be snowing out and we're going to be watching Paradise.
That's pushing into the... Yeah, that's pushing into winter.
Way too late. Yeah. Way too late.
Paradise should be July.
Preaching the choir. I saw some Instagram post.
Wait. One more thing from people here. I'm perusing through this article about Bachelor in Paradise. Unlike previous seasons of the franchise spinoff, the cast headed into Paradise with less information about their potential partners.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Wells.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Well, this pales in comparison, but the place that Gabby and Rachel stayed this season with the helipad and all that.
Yeah.
I saw an Instagram post. It was like, this vineyard in California is for sale.
It's
and
that.
And I looked at it. I'm like, that looks like the place Gabby and Rachel stayed. I could tell from the pool. And then I swiped through and I was like, there's the helipad.
Helipad.
That's the place. $50 million.
Whoa.
$50 million. Jeez. Apparently, I think it's a lot of acreage because it's a vineyard. Yeah. But just something to know. Okay. Time for the Jed Wyatt career update. What did you think of the songs you listened to?
I got nothing.
I forgot.
We'll get to you next time, Jed.
Jesse from KC to help out AB.
Oh.
Jed Wyatt music update. Should I read this? Or because this kind of ends the bit if we get a real update.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm never going to remember.
He released a couple of singles in 2020, and his website says he will be playing shows in 2019. Well, you won't find me making fun of somebody with an outdated website. I listened to a couple of the songs. They're fine. Sound like they could have been pulled from any one of the concert dates from past seasons. Looks like he peaked with the dog food jingle. Thank you, Jesse.
Yep, I'm on his Spotify here. I'm not seeing anything since 2020. He must be retired.
I want him back. I want him on Paradise. I want him as a contestant on a season.
It's time.
Agreed. The moratorium is over.
Yeah.
Enough time has passed.
Come on back.
All right, thanks for listening. Got anything else?
Nope.
Appreciate it. Have a heavenly day.
Hometowns next week.
Hometowns.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.